All right, we have returned with our featured guest, Celeste Giacoboni. We did a long intro in part one, which will be available on our website online. How Do You Pray is the book that is a six-year project that has come to fruition and is leading to Celeste's launch of a tour on the road. I love that. And we're honored to have you here as part of that and kind of wish you well as you talk to thousands of people on your journey. Along with, I guess, your man's going with you, Mark.
Yes.
Yeah, you get to travel with your husband. So, based on everything we said, what's the next thing that you would read out of the book?
I'd like to read an excerpt from Sharif Abdullah. If by prayer we mean, please God, give me a pony, I don't do that. I don't see a God that is sitting down at some quantum computer saying, oh, Sharif wants a pony, let's give him one. If prayer means petitioning a transient being and getting stuff, then I don't pray. However, I am in a near constant conversation with the divine. And he goes on, I'm going to just kind of jump around here. Mm-hmm. Rocks are sacred, stars are sacred, trees are sacred, rivers are sacred. How could you harm the earth if you are a part of the earth? This is the kind of sacredness indigenous people have always known and to which we must return. All beings have consciousness, all of them. The sun is a living being. It breathes over an 11-year cycle. Scientists look at it as a thermonuclear process, but we can choose to look at it as our father. Scientists look at this earth as various dynamic, geological, and hydrodynamic processes, but we can choose to look at it as our mother. These are not quaint truisms. This is reality. Reality is that all life is conscious. Everything, even what we call inanimate objects, is alive. Other beings just have a consciousness that we don't yet understand. Just because we don't understand it doesn't mean it's not there. We must get to the point where we are engaged in a constant conversation with the all, where we can see the all in all settings. We have to stop looking for life or consciousness or God in a particular church or temple. We have to start recognizing that consciousness is everywhere. How do I pray? I pray by paying attention with my full consciousness. I think that's all we can do. Pay attention. Open your heart and pay attention.
Yeah, excellent. You know, the resonance of looking at nature and the natural order of things as our gift. And I know we don't think of sun as living being, but it is. And in fact, the reality is the sun is what sustains us. The creation may be before the sun or this particular solar system, or there's all kinds of theories, the Big Bang theory about creation from some intelligent force, not random. But every day the sun rises and nurtures the planet, Mother Earth, and all of us. And I love that native approach to that, you know? So, and we are co-creators in the process.
And that is walking prayer.
Walking prayer, yeah. You know, Sandra Ingerman, who's a mutual friend of ours, has been on the show many times, has a similar take on it. Maybe I'll do this. It's short from Sandra Ingerman. Prayer to me is waking up each morning and giving gratitude for the miracle of my life and the life of all living beings that are connected to the web of life. All living beings, not necessarily human beings, but there are other beings. I pray by giving thanks and gratitude to earth, air, water, fire, and the sun for giving me all that I need to thrive. I give thanks for the love of the universe with God, the goddess, knowing that I am being supported through the good times and the challenges that lead to my growth and evolution. Prayer for me is a way of life that is not separate from each breath and each step I take on this great earth. I pray for others and the earth by seeing all in its divine light, lifting all who I pray for into radiance. How well do you know Sandra? I mean, she's local. Have you had a chance to hang out with her at all?
Well, I've hung out with her a little bit, but I've gotten to know her through our emails.
Uh-huh.
I've gotten to know so many of the contributors through these beautiful emails. And I realized once I thought, okay, these prayer shares and this vision was evolving into a book with our teachers, spiritual guides, thought leaders, role models. I thought this would really support us through this time of great transition. And getting in touch with these people and having them say, thanks for asking, and beautiful question, and yes, and we were creating the prayer field. We were amplifying something that was already, of course, created, but all a part of it. And now it goes on to each person, you and I right now, each listener, everyone who's reading the book and getting more and more in touch with their own prayers.
Mm-hmm. I'm glad you said that because, I look back at my own gift of 30 years in radio, and of all the things, you know, I don't really need the administration and the business and the operational aspects of it. It's the one-on-ones conversations that change the field frequency that has really kept me going to do this. Because for some people, it might be too much for 30 years. And here I am in year 31. And if I could just do this, have these conversations, maybe read a little and converse a little, because I experience a change in my energetic field or the amplification of the field, not only personally in my cellular body right now, but I know as we speak, it happens to you too, happens to Millie in the studio with us, and then when it gets aired, it resonates out there. So it's all about frequency, no?
Mm-hmm. And about sharing.
Let's do another one here. I did Sandra Ingerman. So what do you have lined up here? You know the book better than I do.
I'd like to read an excerpt by Regina Sarah Ryan.
Okay.
Prayer might be called the breath of the universe. For me, it's aligning with that breath, surrendering in some way. If I have any goal in my prayer, it might be availability as a transformational vehicle to serve in creation in whatever way I am called to do. I know that prayer affects creation. The forms of prayer that I've been instructed in from my spiritual teacher since 1985 comes out of the more Eastern Hindu tradition. I'm very partial to praying the name of God. It is my experience that the sounds of the various names of God do have an impact on the neurological system of the body and do align us to an energy that opens what needs to be opened and aligns what needs to be aligned. Prayer at specific times and in specific places is a part of my daily practice. But prayer also spontaneously arises when, for instance, one hears in the news that there are fires raging in New Mexico or wars in Afghanistan. What can I do from my desk in the office or my post at the kitchen sink except to hold my intention for those afflicted and breathe and repeat an internal prayer in the name of God to bless those who need courage in this particular time and energy to work that.